So you can explore to find your calling. For example, some ways you can volunteer. You can work with the environment somehow. Find an environmental organization. Work with the elderly. My father's in a retirement home in the Los Angeles area. They love visitors. They do magic or sing songs or anything. Work with youth. Big brother, big sister makes a huge difference to somebody. Suicide prevention, hotline. Doing sandwiches for the homeless. Some of us are stopped because we go, but I just can't, you know, I'm not ready to commit 2 days a week for 6 months or a year. You don't have to. Remember our secret? A little bit of something is better than a lot of nothing. If you went down to a place where they're making sandwiches for the homeless, they have one near my house, I've done that, you can drop in and say, look, I can only be here for a half an hour or 20 minutes, but can I help a little bit? And they go, oh, sure, grab those, bring them over. You helped and you left. And maybe next time you'll feel like coming back and doing more. Work in your children's schools. I know of parents, very socially conscious parents in Marin County where I live, who are off volunteering all over the place. Meanwhile, their kids are home alone. This makes no sense to me. When you have young children, your major form of service and your major charity are your children. That's why the souls were given into your care. So that's your first priority as a form of service. And it is, whether it's your job, quote unquote, as a parent or not, it's a form of service. Of course, working in a hospice, it takes some training, but that is sacred work. Not altogether pleasant. People aren't always at their best when they're dying, to put it mildly. But it's a blessing to see life pass. When it does, at times, not always, but at times, you feel angels in the room. It's like when you're in a room when a baby is born. When someone passes out of this world, it's like passing into it. It's quite an auspicious time. And to be holding somebody's hand, you know, it's very special. And you'll grow to value more and more human life. This is a true story. I'm not exaggerating to make any point. This happened just the way I'm relating it. About a couple of years ago when I had a full-time assistant, a man named Brad called up and he said, I just wanted you to know something. He told my assistant this and she conveyed it to me. He said, about 8 years ago, no, it wasn't 8 years ago, it was about 3 years before, he had called. And I wasn't too busy, and apparently I had time. I spoke with him, and he was relating problems with his lady friend and with his job, and he didn't know what his life was about, and he was relating all this to me. And apparently, I don't remember the conversation, but apparently I suggested that he go volunteer someplace, find someplace to volunteer. Well, we ended the conversation. He reminded me of this because I didn't remember it took place. But when he called up the second time, he called up to let my secretary know it had changed his life. He said, when I spoke with Dan, I was really angry at him. He said, I didn't understand it, but I was so ticked at him. He didn't use the word ticked. He said, but I felt he was blowing me off, just brushing me off. I was telling him how I was hurting and this was going on. And all Millman says to me is, go volunteer someplace. Like, be a do-gooder, you know. And he said, I didn't think Dan was listening to me. And so he was angry and upset and disappointed in me when he hung up. He said for some odd reason, about 5 to 6 months after that, he found himself volunteering in an organization, working with the poor. And he said that changed his entire life. He had no idea it would have this impact. No concept of it. Suddenly his relationships got better. His financial situation got better. Everything started changing for him. Pretty dramatic. Now, I suspect what happened was, and why we come full circle from self-worth, the first gateway to the 12th serve your world, is providing service for other people. His self-worth went up, and he began to just kind of open up to life more. He felt he was kind of a better guy. It may not work like a formula like this, but in his case, that's what happened. He was angry at me, but he found himself doing it anyway. It changed his life. Volunteering. Because we remember why we're here on the planet. George Bernard Shaw wrote, "My life belongs to the whole community, and I want to be thoroughly used up when I die. For the harder I work, the more I live." Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote, "One of life's most beautiful compensations, no one can sincerely try to help another without helping themselves." Marie Sendak wrote, "There must be more to life than having everything." Mark Twain reminds us that kindness is a language the deaf can hear and the blind can see. Arthur Ashe, "From what we get, we make a living. From what we give, we make a life." Speaking of money as service, an Arab proverb goes like this: "If you have much, give of your wealth. If you have little, give of your heart." Now that I've made a pitch for volunteering and formal forms of service, let's go into the everyday form of service we all can provide. When I drove to the airport to fly here and make this tape program, as I always do, I pass over the Golden Gate Bridge. It's a $3 toll. Whenever I go over the bridge, I pay my toll and I pay the toll for the person behind me. Now that's fun to do. I've been in a taxi cab or a limo and I also say, "Hey, let's pay the toll for the person behind us." We drive off. I don't often look back at all. But I have some sense somebody is going to go, "Whoa, what?" The first time I ever did it, I looked back in the rearview mirror as I pulled away and the person was sticking their head out the window going, "Hey." They may go home that night and somebody says, "How was your day?" And they go, "Oh, you know, just same old day. Oh yeah, a stranger paid..."